worse and is now docked in the Bahamas after an arrest warrant was issued by U.S. authorities over unpaid fuel bills. The lawsuit claims Crystal Cruises and Star Cruises owe Peninsula Petroleum $4.6 million in cash. Ship passengers were taken by ferry to Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale on Sunday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The IRS will start accepting tax returns on Monday, and those who have been struggling to find work are in for a rude surprise. That's because, unlike last year, every penny of unemployment will be taxed.
The government views unemployment benefits as replacement wages, and so they are generally taxed the same as wages, with 2020 benefits being that major exception.
University of North Texas accounting professor Peggy Jimenez. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, it's a chilly night. We've got the rain coming in, too, overnight. Periods of rain off and on, and looks like you'll want to have an umbrella, too, for the morning commute tomorrow, where some rains may linger about, but pretty quickly move out through the morning hours. Breezy, gusty, and chilly day Tuesday. Overnight, 40 to the mid-40s. Tomorrow afternoon's highs around the mid-50s to lows of low 30s to 40 in the morning Wednesday. Followed by sunny skies Wednesday afternoon's high temperatures of lower to mid-50s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Something old, something new, bridal event. Hosted by Weddings by Ali. The best wedding vendors in Baton Rouge. Food, cocktails, music, and tons of prizes. Tickets $15 online at Eventbrite. It's the Something Old, Something New Bridal Event. Thursday, January 27th at 6 p.m. at the Old Governor's Mansion, 502 North Boulevard, Baton Rouge. Tickets $15 online at Eventbrite or $20 at the door. Weddings by Ali. LLC.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Monday edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com on this very wet and chilly Monday night. Mike, how's it going in Baton Rouge?
Oh, going pretty good.
Good. You staying warm? You staying dry?
Yeah, thankfully. Hadn't been outside much today, so that helps.
Do you have five layers on? I'm sure your wife does.
Yes, 5 layers and probably a blanket as well, if I had to guess.
Although I will say that I only wore just like a sweatshirt jacket to work today because when I took the dog out this morning, I'm like, well, it's not that bad. Now I'm kind of wishing I'd have wore my big coat because it's rainy and now it's chilly. I didn't think about tonight. I was only in the now. What was the immediate thing I needed to do? But is what it is. So live and let learn, or learn, however the hell that goes. I don't remember. I'll tell you what, though. I had a good weekend of watching football. That was for sure.
Yeah, this is some good football played this weekend. This is the way that the playoffs are supposed to be.
Yeah, a lot of upsets. We can start with everybody's favorite Cincinnati Bengal, Joe Burrow and company, and Ja'Marr Chase knocked off the number one seeded Titans 19-16, which was a really good game. That was super impressive. And, you know, I kind of thought that they were going to pull it off, but you know, when you're going against the number one seed, and I do believe, and I've said it enough on the show in the last couple weeks, this may not be the Bengals' year to win the Super Bowl, but I promise you they're heading in that direction.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. This probably isn't it. I don't know, especially after how they played last night. I don't know if they can get past the Chiefs, but if not this year, it's coming soon.
Yeah, I think that the one thing that was painfully obvious in that game against the Titans, which the Bengals won 19-16 and in a thriller, rookie kicker kicks a 52-yard field goal to win the game with no time left on the clock. But the one thing that I could say that does need to be addressed by the Bengals, and I'm sure the Chiefs are going to do the same thing next week, is man, oh man, do they need some better offensive linemen?
Oh, I know. I was talking to my dad yesterday about that game. I said, if they can get some guys on the D-line that can get to the quarterback, and then they severely need to get some guys on the O-line that can keep other guys from getting to the quarterback. If they can do those, they'll be good.
Yeah, I think so. And last I remember, Joe Burrow was sacked 9 times, which I think tied the record for most ever in a playoff game. And no quarterback has ever won being sacked that many times in a game.
Wow.
But, you know, he kept his composure. He didn't throw any touchdowns. He was 28-37 for 348 yards. But, you know, they did just enough to win. And you know, on the road against the number one seeded team, I mean, you gotta tip your cap to them. And then following it up in the evening game, the 49ers and the Packers, 49ers upset the Packers 13-10. And I don't believe, if I'm not mistaken, the 49ers never scored an offensive touchdown.
I think you're right. I don't think they did.
No, they blocked a punt, and on the 5-yard line, one of the special teams guys for the 49ers picked it up, took it into the end zone. And then they kicked 2 field goals. Again, game-winning field goal with no time left. And they knock off Aaron Rodgers and company, and now, you know, that's the rumors are out there that who knows what's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers could retire, he could leave. The Packers are $44 million over the salary cap, and they owe him $46.1 million. And he did say in the post game he's not going to be part of a rebuild. So they're going to have to figure out something, and I doubt he's going to take less money.
Yeah,
I just don't see that. So I don't know. I don't look for him to retire. I think all things point to him being traded, and they can start their rebuild, because he's probably going to end up with the MVP of the league this year. So the haul that they can get in draft picks, that would be a hell of a jump start on their rebuild.
That is very true. And then whatever a team gets him can start their rebuild around him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I remember there was the rumors earlier in the year that he was wanting to come here, but at $46.1 million. I don't see that being being feasible. And not only that, all the draft picks we would have to give up on top of paying him that kind of money, unless, you know, in his age, I think he's, what, 37, 38 years old. Yeah. You'd have to give him an extension and backload all of it in one day. I mean, it'd be a lot worse than what the can that we kicked down the road with Breeze's contract. It'd be a hell of a lot worse than that, because I don't think he's the type of guy that's going to be as generous as what Drew was and restructure his contract every year.
And then on top of that, all those draft picks we would have to send can go a long ways towards helping us fill the gaps that we have.
Exactly. So I just don't see it. And you know, and we've talked about Russell Wilson being traded to the Saints, and he's obviously an elite quarterback, but he also had a down year. And what we'll have to give up, you got to think, like, what the Rams gave up, what, two first rounds for Stafford and I think a third. I would say probably in that neighborhood of what you'll have to give up to get somebody like Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I can see that.
And speaking of the Rams, of course, we were watching that game last night, and oh boy, did it pain me. And I told you this yesterday when we were texting that I hate the fact that I'm pulling for Tom Brady, but that's just because I just dislike the Rams so much. Multiple reasons. Number one being the obvious from a couple years ago and what happened here. But they almost pulled the Falcons. I mean, they were up 27-3 with 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and Brady tied it up with less than a minute left in the game. But you know, shame on the secondary of the Bucs for letting Cooper Kupp just march right down the two plays, and they were in field goal range. That's just inexcusable. I have no idea why they weren't playing a prevent defense on that. It was almost, you know, we talked about it yesterday. I hate the fact that it has to be conspiracy theories, but why in the hell would you go man single coverage at the end of the game like that, knowing that they've got to go 75 yards in less than a minute?
I don't understand it either.
I mean, that's crazy to me, but still a good game. And then the last night, the nightcap game, the Bills and the Chiefs, probably the best game of the year, I think.
And that's the one that I didn't watch, of course.
Well, there was only 28 points, I believe, scored in the last minute, last minute and 55 seconds.
Yeah, of course, that's what I didn't see.
I think it was 28 or 25, something like that. But, man, it was a shame that somebody had to lose that game. But once the Chiefs won the toss, the Chiefs got the ball with 13 seconds left, and they're down by three. And Mahomes took them, you know, 40-something yards and got them into field goal range. So they tied it up with no time left. And then going to overtime, they get the ball, and that's it.
Yeah, I saw a meme on Facebook or Reddit earlier today. Said, breaking news, the NFL has canceled the Super Bowl this year, and they're going to make it a best of seven between the Bills and the Chiefs.
Well, that would be far more interesting than what I think we're going to end up getting, because it's just, I don't know. Like, again, I hate to be the conspiracy theorist, but it's awful ironic that the Super Bowl will be played in Los Angeles and you have two California teams in the NFC Championship, and then you have the Chiefs and the Bengals. And truthfully, I would love to see the Bengals win, but they're going to have to really outplay the Chiefs to get that.
Yes, they will.
You know, they're wanting to have a big time event in Los Angeles, and having the home team in it would be certainly bode well for them. And they've got a great story because the 49ers beat the Rams the last six times they played them. So there you go. All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. There's a little bit of news in the baseball front, and of course, there's all kinds of news coming from airline at the Saints facility. Coach Payton always says, don't eat the cheese.
Yeah,
I think this is another time of not eating the cheese, but we'll talk about all that and more whenever we come back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this. Pour me out the things inside.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Hey, this is Scott Forte with the Forte team at Eustis Mortgage. We offer residential purchase and refinance loans all done in-house and based out of New Orleans since 1956. In an aggressive market, we can help strengthen your pre-approval with our platinum approval when writing your next offer. What's that mean? It means we get you underwritten up front and verified before you find a home so that your offer is like cash. We are licensed in every state in the Southeast as well. Contact us today at closingsaremyforte.com and let us be your lender for life.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show on a drizzly, chilly Monday night. But there was a little bit of movement today, finally, in Major League Baseball with the players and the Players Association and the owners. They actually sat down for the first time in almost 60 days. But they met for a couple hours. And the players' union, they did give their counter offer to what the owners offered last week, and they did. There was movement, so I guess that's good. The players dropped its request for age-based free agency and significantly cut the amount of revenue sharing it asked the league to funnel away from small market teams. I think they went like from $100 million down to $30 million or something like that.
Yeah, I think you're correct.
Then they also, a couple things though, that they did stay, stand pat on though, is that they want the minimum, the salary minimum, raised from $570 million to $775 million and the luxury tax threshold from $210 to $245. We'll see. They're going to meet again tomorrow. So that's promising, right?
Yeah. It is, and I like the fact that they're sticking to their guns on the draft lottery.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have discussed before, I don't know if it's going to make that much of a difference, but at least it would be a move kind of sort of in the right direction.
Yeah, I think so. The tanking thing, yeah, that needs to come to an end. But, I mean, then you look at a team like the Tampa Bay Rays, who nobody goes to watch, and their salary for their team is – hands down the lowest in the league, but they still They draft well and they develop well, and they're consistently above 500. Whether or not they're a wild card or win the division or go to the World Series, they're always right there. And they keep players just long enough and trade them off for more draft picks and prospects, and they continually do that. So it's everybody's got to find their place in baseball, and not every team's going to be the Yankees. But I mean, it's obvious the reason why they want players. They don't want to make less money, and the owners don't want to make less money. So that's where the problem lies. But for the betterment of the game, they're going to have to come to an agreement, and they need to come to an agreement, I would say, in the next week and a half, honestly.
Yeah, if they want to start spring training on time, they better get it done quick.
Yeah, and there's no, there's no rush for the players because they don't get paid to go to spring training anyways.
Exactly.
And the owners, they make a little bit of money, and I think everything helps, especially with how everything has ended up the last, year and a half, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, and that's where the owners are going to come back with wanting to raise the minimum salary, $225,000 for every player. I don't see that happening. They might get to six, but I don't think they're going to get to $775,000.
Yeah, I can see them getting more, but that's a whole lot of extra money.
Yeah,
that it is not that much per person compared to what some people are making. But when you have to pay that to 60 people, that adds up a lot for the owner.
Well, yeah, every four people, that's $1 million.
Yeah.
And then when you have teams like the Rays, who I think have a total salary of like $40 million, that's a big deal. And they probably have a lot of players that are making the minimum. And when they're average, like we talked about the other day, their average attendance is around a little less than 10,000 a game. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And especially
that's not much money to spread around.
And especially when you're wanting to take away the revenue sharing or cut it, or, Like you don't want the small market teams getting as much. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I mean, hopefully they can make some bigger strides tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what the owners come back with. But like we've talked about numerous times, baseball can't afford for this to carry on into the season and start cutting out games and things like that, because people, they're just not going to pay attention to the game.
Yeah, you think you're losing money by taking these deals. You're going to lose a whole lot if nobody's out there playing.
That's right, and nobody's going to be watching, and then everybody's going to be pissed off after the fact if you cut out games, and it'll be back to, and it's true. I mean, it's about greed. But, I don't know. Baseball, any sport, really. I've always had the thought of that, these guys are only playing for a limited time. And you can't begrudge them for trying to make as much money as they possibly can in the window that they're given. And, the money is going to be there one way or the other. So it's a matter of who deserves to have it, the owners or the players. The owners could be the owners for quite some time.
Yeah.
And they've had to have money to begin with, or else they wouldn't own the team.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to pick a side, I'm going to have to lean towards the players, but it does get a bit out of control. I'll be the first to admit to that. So, all right, man, well, let's take a break and get some news, and we'll come back. We got quite a bit of Saints stuff to unpack, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Destination anywhere but here, away from you. Now I'm on my hip.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks,
where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks, at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
This is the Louisiana Radio Network. I'm David Grubb. The number of patients hospitalized with COVID has dropped. The Louisiana Health Department reports that 2,304 people are in hospital with COVID, a decrease of nearly 200 from last Friday. President of Ochsner Health, Warner Thomas, says 64% of patients with COVID are unvaccinated, with 30% having received two shots but no booster, and just 6% are boosted.
It's pretty obvious that if folks that are boosted have the best situation as far as avoiding hospitalization.
With the Saints missing out on the playoffs for the first time in five seasons, there are questions about what's next for the franchise, starting with the future of Coach Sean Payton. A report by the NFL Network states that Payton has not committed to returning to the black and gold, but Saints insider Mike Dettillier says his gut tells him that Payton will be back next season.
I've always believed Sean's not a lifer in this business. You listen to him talk, he's not a lifer. He's not going to be coaching when he's 70 years old. But I think he does coach the Saints in 2022.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Rob, age 22.
I got COVID in September of 2020, and a few weeks later, I started to have long-term problems. I used to run 5 to 6 miles a day. Now, when I walk up a flight of stairs, I'm gasping for air. It feels like my brain is clouded and I can't think straight.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Southwest Louisiana Lake Charles is rebuilding stronger than ever, creating opportunities for you. If you're considering expanding your business or looking for a new career, check out Southwest Louisiana. Grit, determination, and strong, resilient people build strong business foundations. I'm George Swift of the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance, inviting you to go to alliancewla.org.
Did the winter weather leave your windows looking gloomy? Let the summer sun glisten on your freshly washed windows. Call Window Genie, where we have a streak-free guarantee, at 504-264-5811 on the South Shore and 985-826-4200 for the North Shore office.
I'm Jean McCleskey.
And I'm Steve Espinosa. We are your local Window Genie owners.
Window Genie, where we do windows and a whole lot more.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roslyn Kramer with Latter & Blum. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Roslyn Kramer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168, or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
All right, gang, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. Man, you know, it might not be rain that's going on outside, Mike. You know what it could be?
What's that?
Could be the sky falling.
Yeah, from the sounds of it, it may be.
Well, and so if you haven't been paying attention to the local sports, of course, it started last week, and we kind of touched on it. Coach Payton, he's going to go coach another team. Mm-hmm. Well, now over the weekend it was, no, he's just going to retire, and then he's going to go. There's a big offer on the table from Fox, and he's going to be the color person for Joe Buck on for the game of the week on Fox. Now, keep in mind, that's a pretty big job to have for somebody who's never done it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So that was the big flag right off the bat for me. I'm like, well, and on top of it, like we said last week, it seems like every year this is what happens as soon as the Saints are done playing.
Yep.
Coach Payton's leaving. Whether it seems like it's always the Cowboys because that's where he came from, but I don't think, I was reading Jeff Duncan's article on NOLA.com over the weekend. And I didn't realize that Coach Payton has the Florida Lee tattooed on him.
Yeah, I didn't either until I read that.
So that makes it really tough to justify that he wants to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
However, Ian Rappaport, he's the one that came up with it over the weekend. And the reason being is that because Coach Payton, since the season's been over with, which, you know what, this has probably been one of the most exhausting seasons for him.
Yeah.
He took some time off. He went on vacation. And can you believe that guy wouldn't answer the phone during his vacation?
I was thinking about that a little while ago, even when I was reading an article. I was like, people, what are you talking about? I didn't call my boss whenever we went to Nashville. Right. Why do you think he's going to call his boss whenever he's in Cabo?
Right.
Really?
I mean, I don't even, like, I think I have international calling on my phone, but I certainly wasn't wanting to call anybody when I was in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you might be kind of busy doing other things.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it was a bit ridiculous. And then, of course, today, then I don't know what Gail Benson, where she was. I think she might have been doing an interview with Fox 8, maybe. But she was asked straight up if Coach Payton would leave the team, and she said, we don't know. She was quoted saying, we don't know, who knows? We'll find out soon enough, I guess. And she said, laughing, I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon enough. And boy, oh boy, lit the sports world on fire.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no. Gail Benson said she doesn't know. He's been MIA, blah, 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 blah. But guess where he was this afternoon? And I don't think he had boxes with him. He was at the Saints facility on airline.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, he must be packing up putting all of his stuff from his desk into a box to bring it out to his car, I guess.
You know, and I had to laugh, like, reading all this stuff, because with him being here as long as he has, this will be the 17th year that he's been here since 2005. Wouldn't he have let somebody know at this point, like before
somebody
he went on vacation?
Yeah,
he wouldn't just spring it on these people, in the Saints front office, because there's, if he's not going to be there, I think he has enough respect for Miss Benson and the organization that he would have said, hey, here's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure. You guys need to do what you need to do. Because if you see how things have already been with coaching opportunities in the NFL, they've already been, you know, people are getting put in place and things like that, even though the season's not even over with. But he would have done that. He's not going to be the person that after all this time to say, well, I got you guys, I'm out of here. You know, it's just not going to go down that way. No. And, you know, it amazes me. I don't know why national media wants him out of New Orleans so bad that they do this every year and then cause this ridiculous. It's a non-story to me, really.
Sure, yeah.
When you actually read it, like, oh, the guy's on vacation. Well, why in the hell would he answer anybody's phone calls?
Exactly.
I mean, wasn't it last year he was on his honeymoon or something and Alvin Kamara called him or texted him or something and he kind of gave it to him about doing it.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was even over, but
I don't remember either. I remember I remember the idea behind it. I don't remember the details.
But I mean, it's crazy to me. And I just don't see, I don't see him leaving. I think he'll at least fulfill his contract. After that, who knows? I think all bets are off. But to go do color next to Joe Buck when you've never done that before, I can tell you, I've done color on television for my from college basketball, and it's not. And I played basketball and know a lot about basketball. It's not that easy just to jump in and do.
Drew Brees got people were talking about him last weekend or whatever it was because he wasn't good at it.
So you think that Fox is going to hire him to be the color guy for Joe Buck on their number, like for the game of the week? No, no,
that's not happening.
If he was going to get anything, it would be, you know, he might get the noon game. That's, you know, very many people. It'll be like the local broadcast, you know, it's it's just not going to be that. So I don't understand where we can go down a whole nother road of how people are unreasonable, and there's no logic in anything. But I did think it was nice to see that that Coach Payton was there in attendance today at the facility. So hopefully they can put the rumors to bed one way or the other. You know, I could be wrong, and he could have told them today, like, hey, I want out. But, you know, I just don't foresee that. I think they're too close. They're just missing that key position of quarterback, and I think they're right back in the mix of being one of the elite teams in the league. So why would you want to walk away right now? Because
And then on top of that, this is his chance to prove, hey, look, I didn't need Drew Brees to make me look like a great coach. I am. I can find another quarterback. We can do this all over again.
And don't think for a second that that's not what he thinks about, because he's just as competitive as anybody else on that team. Yeah. Exactly. Or anybody on any team, and there's a level to that, and I do believe deep down he's not going to come out in the, because of course if he said that in the media then he would be ridiculed for saying it, but of course he has to feel like that. Why wouldn't he? But you know, I just don't see him. I don't see him taking off, at least not for a couple of years. You know, at the end of his contract, like I said, maybe. But I just don't see it. So let's see. I want to talk about the no call thing, but we might have to save that for the next segment. But
there's too much to talk about with that.
Yeah, and let's talk about Eli Apple for a second.
Oh, dear Jesus,
that bum. And I mean bum, because he was a bum before he got to New Orleans, and he was a bum while he was here, and he's obviously a bum after.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really understand why he decided to come after the city of New Orleans and Saints fans.
I have no idea.
I mean, I guess he's feeling pretty good because the Bengals won over the weekend, but it certainly wasn't because of him.
No.
So I really don't understand. Last night at 9:51 p.m., he sent out a tweet. I don't know which fan base I hate more. Probably the Saints, but it's close with the Giants. It's a toss-up. Obviously, he was an English major when he was in college as well. then he added, at 12:32 a.m., New Orleans is the dirtiest, smelliest city and has the worst food ever. It's that swine and crawfish that's killing y'all brains. And then at 12:35, that nasty as hell. I see why they be mad all day. I don't understand what.
I don't either.
And apparently, then, really? Of course, Saints fans took exception and started roasting him on there. And then I guess to the point where his mom ended up like suspending her account or deleting her account. And then he got upset and then he cooled it. But I don't know what got into him. And he certainly isn't good enough to, talk about anybody.
I love this. I love these two sentences in this article. It says talking about him talking about the food, bad about the food. So now we don't know where Apple sampled Louisiana gumbo to come away with such an impression. We only suspect that if a dining partner passed the bowl his direction, it likely went right through his hands. Yeah. And I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was a bust. He was a first round draft pick that was a bust in New York. If we weren't so thin, I mean, we were running with what, Ken Crawley and somebody else. Ken Crawley was our number one when we traded for him, and we got him pretty cheap. I don't think it cost us much. I think like seventh rounder, fifth rounder, something like that, for a former number one draft pick. Well, and then you got the guts to come out and say something like that, which I don't feel like anybody treated him poorly while he was here. Well, I mean, I don't, even though he was great about defensive holdings and pass interference, I don't think he got booed, or at least not that I remember.
No, I don't remember it either. He just went out there and missed a lot of tackles and got a lot of penalties and then went back to sat on the bench again.
Well, and then he went to he was with the Panthers last year, and then they just straight up released him, and then he caught on with the Bengals, and I got news for him. If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, he isn't going to be on the team past this year anyway. So I don't know where he's getting all this bravado at.
Yeah, right now for the Bengals, he's just a warm body filling a spot until the draft comes around.
Exactly, because that I'm sure will be one of the things that they address. So, boy, oh boy, if he is with the Bengals and they come to town next year, I hate to be him. That's the only thing I'll say. All right, well, let's take a break because I want to talk about some other Saints stuff. This was came from an ESPN article I saw last week. So we'll be back with more of Something to Say Radio Show right after this.
It's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle team.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show. So I found this article last week. ESPN put it out. And it's pretty interesting, the fact that it's titled, quote-unquote, no calls haunt the New Orleans Saints, but numbers suggest it's worse than one playoff call. And, you know, we, you know, of course, people are always point fingers at us that we, quote-unquote, cry because we get the stinky end of the stick, we'll just say. But there's actually some merit behind what we're talking about. And I don't think we're crybabies by any stretch of the imagination. I think that and I didn't see it as much before I moved here. And I was a Saints fan living in St. Louis, but it seems like it's just either that or it's far more apparent these days than it's ever been that we don't get the calls. And that's that's flat out the truth. And now there's actually data to back that up.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody talks about January 20th against the Rams and what happened there, which obviously that was awful.
Yeah.
However, since 2018, the Saints have finished 30th, 31st, 32nd, and tied for 31st in penalties called against their opponents, both accepted and declined. And just so you know, gang, there's only 32 teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
Which puts the Saints on an average, they're whoever they play gets the least amount of penalties called against them. Over the last 4 years, there's been 386 penalties called against teams playing the Saints. The next closest is the Vikings at 417. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you could say I could see like 1 year maybe. You know, you just got that's the luck of the draw.
But, yeah, but, reading further down in here, you see that that's generally how it goes for other teams. Just luck of the draw. You got lucky this year. You didn't get lucky this next year.
Yeah. You know, there's it could go, you know, say 1 year it's you're 31st and the next year you're 10. Then you go up to the 20s. To be that low every year for 4 years, come on. And what an important four-year run this last 4 years have been, if you want to think about it. You know, the team has been knocking on the door of going to a Super Bowl with the exception of this year. And you're not penalizing teams that play them. Now, you can't tell me that every team, every week, just plays so disciplined that they don't get any penalties called against them. That's impossible. Not for the over the course of 4 years.
Yeah, I was about to say, every single team, every single week for 4 years straight, that's not how that works.
No, and it also in this article it does say that the Saints organization are aware of it and are trying to address it with the league. Good luck, first and foremost. I have to say that, but I don't think it's going to change much. But it is at least we know we're not crazy and we're not just being crybabies. That this is actually real. And hopefully something can be done about it. I don't know what, but hopefully
get
something.
Get rid of Roger Goodell.
Well, that would be the first step. I think that would be for the betterment of the league and probably humanity if he just stepped out of the sports world.
Yes. Can we get a petition going about the NFL firing Roger Goodell? That'd be great.
Right. You know, I'm sure there's lots of other things he could go do. And he pays himself enough money. He doesn't really need it. I think, what's he pay himself, something crazy like $80 million a year?
Yeah, some insane amount.
To do what?
to mess with the Saints and Sean Payton.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't know exactly what he does. I mean, you know, there. I really don't. I'm trying to think what he possibly could do, other than, you know, show up for the draft and the Super Bowl.
The draft was the first thing that came to my mind. That's the only time you ever really see him is at the draft.
You know, you don't really hear about him meeting with the league, with the owners or anything like that about the betterment of the league. Like, you just hear, only time you really hear his name is when disciplines need to be doled out and the draft. That's really about it. Of course, his name came up a few times in the lawsuit from the city of St. Louis and over the Rams, but that's about it.
Well, maybe the reason you don't hear about him, he takes a lot of vacations to Cabo, and so
he's not answering his phone.
Call anybody. Exactly.
He's not answering his phone. He goes. He's going, quote unquote, as one article I read today, that Sean Payton has he's just went dark. You can't reach him.
Oh, God.
That's very dramatic.
Well, I go dark every night whenever I put my phone on silent so I can sleep. That doesn't mean I'm quitting my job.
All right. But, yeah, I thought this was a very interesting article, and an article that really nobody's really talked about, I don't think.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I wouldn't even know that this article existed if you hadn't sent it to me on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild that nobody seems to want to talk about it. But, again, you know, the proof is there. And thank goodness that ESPN came up with this, because I would have never thought about it.
Yeah, me either.
I would just assume, like, oh, well, it is what it is. But think about the fact that we've overcame all of that to be a pretty successful, you know, win the division four out of the last mm-hmm. 5 years. And you know, have our success. Now, granted, I think the clamps really come down whenever we're in the playoffs. That seems to be the time that we don't usually get the calls, and it's very obvious. Mm-hmm. But I guess we, you know, during the regular season, just have a habit of just whatever.
It is what it is. It's how it's always been.
All right, and but it seems like there's never a lack of pass interference calls on us or defensive holding. Yeah. At really inopportune times, but
mm-hmm. Well, luckily Eli Apple's not here anymore, so he'll be getting pass interference calls for the Bengals now.
Exactly, that guy. Wow, and I don't understand where in the hell why would you just pick that fight of all the places to pick a fight with? That's us. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've been to Cincinnati, and it's no jewel of the Midwest. Let's put it that way.
You want some Skyline chili?
No, I don't. I prefer my chili without cinnamon in it. Thank you. So, all right. Well, that's it for us. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until tomorrow, let's just play Gloria. Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710